Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Pipi.
And this is Vip. So today we're going to talk about trending issue.
Trending issue, 热点话题。最近上课的时候 ,Vip 有一个特别可爱的一个瞬间。就 Vip 在教我们小朋友学一本绘本叫做 It Looked Like Spilled Milk. 然后里面就有一个句型就是说它看起来像打翻的牛奶但它不是打翻的牛奶。然后呢 ,Vip 呢就给大家造句他说I look like chocolate, but I am not a chocolate.
Yes, I didn't have any other examples, so this was the first thing that came to mind.
因为 whip 呢是有点像巧克力那个颜色、
yes.
所以呢就用这个来造句然后孩子们都觉得特别可爱特别好玩。但是说到这个哈 speaking of the color, 然后我们就想到了最近在美国发生的一件事情大家都知道的全世界人民都知道的就这个 George Floyd.
Yes, the George Floyd death in America.
So what's your opinion?
It's a shame that this is the only way that the Americans can bring this issue to light, but through violence and damage, I think it's a shame that that's the way that they've dealt with it.
Yeah, 媒体是怎样的一个态度呢在澳大利亚
Right, so the Australian media is very similar to the American media in the sense that they are supportingthe Black Lives Matter movement, and they really just recycle the same thing that the American media is saying.
好，这个用法呢很有意思，它说 recycle the same thing the American media is saying, 就是在重复美国媒体在说的。所以呢，澳洲媒体跟美国媒体其实是一样的。
Yeah, it's very much the same. They're putting a lot of blame on the Trump.
也是 putting a lot of blame on Trump, 都把这个罪责怪到了 Trump 身上。在美国这件事情还在持续发酵对吧 This event is still going worse. 有很多的这个抗议活动在澳洲有没有类似这种抗议活动呢
There were. It wasn't so serious. I think people here are just bored and they wanted to, you know, leave their homes and do something fun. But Australia is much better than America in terms of quality of life. And our government is also very supportive of, you know,disadvantaged people and communities. So there's no reason why we should have these protests here, I feel.
也就是在澳洲的话可能这个福利比较好政府呢也会非常支持这些 disadvantaged people, 就是一些弱势人群。
Yeah.
所以呢在澳洲这种种族歧视没有那么严重。所以呢你看像这种抗议活动吧一开始也抗议了几天但是呢在澳洲的话可能有一些人的确是不拿这件事情特别 serious, 就是只是抗议着玩儿，对不对？可能让他们自己自我感觉良好一点 feel better about themselves.
Exactly. People protest for themselves, not for the right reason.
所以在澳洲可能是有一些反华的一些情绪比较严重。那么你从小是一个棕色的人，小时候在上学的时候有被歧视过吗？觉得？
There was a little bit of discrimination from some parents. I don't blame students because they don't understand. They're just kids. What do kids understand? They don't understand, you know? So I don't blame the kids. But I remember I had one teacher who wasn't very... Whenever something happened, like I got into a fight at school once and she straight away sent me to the principal's office. Wow. I was only 8 years old and she didn't even listen to my story. It wasn't me that got into the fight. And...she just said, you're the one that started the fight. You have to go to the principal's office. And that was when I was 8 years old. I remember that still today. Like, I still think about it. I'm like, that was like the worst experience.
也不会去听你的 story, 然后直接就把你送到了校长的办公室。Do you think you've healed from this hurt?
Oh, yeah, like, for sure. Like, I'm stronger for it. It's fine. Yeah.
你没有把它作为一个个人化的那种伤害。然后 Vip 你一直在说 They are kids, they don't understand, blah 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 其实你已经 forgive them
Yeah, for sure, even when I was like Even after it happened, I went to school the next day And I'm still friends with those kids Like, you know, I'm still nice to the kids Because they just don't, even I didn't understand Like, I didn't know why I was different Like, I didn't understand, so how can they understand? Like, no one understands, it's just what it is, you know
Yeah, that's how God made us 在中国你有没有觉得被歧视过呢
Yeah, in China, like When I was an English teacher I went for a job interview with a Russian white guy
Vip， 你说这个之前我就知道你肯定要说这个，因为在中国的话可能你去面试这个外国老师，可能很多人会 judge you just from the color.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and there was a Russian guy who spoke really bad English, and somehow he was making more money than me. So I quit that job on the first day. But actually, like, it's not indicative of my overall experience in China.
在中国呢可能是碰到过两次对吧，然后跟一个俄罗斯人一起去面试的时候，可能是 Vip 其实是一个 native speaker 对吧，但是呢这个俄罗斯人的这个工资可能要比 Vip 的工资要高，当然了我们 Vip 也就直接就当天 quit that job. It's very stupid to judge people by the colors, right?
Yeah, I think that's true. And I've met other teachers as well that are colored, you know, really like teaching that don't get good jobs because they look Asian.And because Chinese parents don't want an Asian-looking teacher, they want a Western-looking teacher.
我觉得这个也并不是这个 parents' fault. 培训机构应该去让这些家长去明白 what matters as a teacher. 作为一个老师，什么才是重要的？
That's true. And it's also up to us to change that as well, like to educate parents and tell them that, you know, just because your teacher is white, it doesn't mean he's a good teacher.And I can tell you now, like, I've met white people in Australia, even in Australia, that have worse English than Chinese people. Like, you, Margaret, have better English than about 60% of Australians, I think.
Are you serious?
Some Australians that live in, like, the, you know, the poorer areas, they have really bad English. They don't know grammar, can't spell, they're just, it's terrible. Like, the English level, they should not be teachers. If they came to China, they will get a job straight away because they look white, you know?
因为很多澳洲人他的可能会说很多的这种俚语，当地的方言，但是你如果让他去教英文的话，他的 grammar 也不好，对于教育也不太懂，但是呢，如果来到中国，可能会立马能找到工作。不仅仅只是 not only Australian, 但是 American 也是这个样子。很多人你会发现他 is not well educated.
I really feel sorry for the parents that are paying so much money for a white Russian teacher, and they think their children are getting a good education when they really are not.
Exactly. 所以呢很多人只是 blinded by their own prejudice. 很多人是被自己的这个偏见给蒙了眼睛，看不清楚。很多家长可能都是付了很高的这个学费，但是把孩子送到了一些 not qualified teachers 的手中。
I think people need to understand that language and race are two separate things.
语言和人种、肤色完全是两回事情。但是呢 but more than that,我觉得还有一点什么呢 ？Language 和 teaching this language are two different things too. 你会这门语言和你会教这门语言也是两回事。我就看到很多这种 native speaker， 但是他们不太会教课。然后就是如果你让他们 ask them to teach grammar， once I saw one teacher was teaching grammar， but she confused herself， 自己把自己给绕晕了。
Yes， so that's a good point. If you can just because you can.Do something doesn't mean you can teach it. It's a different skill set.
Exactly. 老师绝对是需要天分的，需要 talent. 哎 ，Vip， 那如果就是说现在你知道，现在你知道在美国的话就特别的 sensitive. 你看像那个 Google， 谷歌呢把那个黑名单 blacklist 变成了 blocklist.
That's ridiculous too. I think
不敢用 black 这个词了已经。所以呢，就是说在英语当中，如果我们想说我是黄种人，或者说他是黑种人，用什么词会比较 political correct 政治正确呢？
Great question. This is difficult, but I think the best solution is to use something else to describe someone. Maybe use something like what they're wearing, or maybe their hairstyle. It would be it's a better way to avoid an awkward situation.
所以呢，尽量呢与这个国际友人相处的时候，你想。描述某一个人，尽量不要去描述他的肤色，可以说他穿的什么衣服呀，他的 hairstyle 什么发型啊之类的，这样的话就会避免一些 awkward situation， 避免一些很尴尬的一些局面。所以呢，听完了今天的这个节目之后，不知道你们有什么样的感想，可以留言告诉我们。
Yes, we'd love to hear what you guys think and any experiences that you've had.
可以留言告诉我们。Okay, so this is Pian Pian.
And this is Vip.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
You're my masquerade. I don't wanna be a part of your parade. Everyone deserves a chance to walk with everyone else. while holding down a job to keep